Central American migrant families are still turning themselves in at the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigration officials are no longer supposed to separate parents and kids. Instead, the government has been releasing families. About 100,000 parents and children in recent months have been dropped off by ICE in Texas, Arizona, and California. So what happens after those families get out of custody with no money or support? Jude Joffe Block reports from Phoenix.
The volunteers helping the migrant families are coordinating by text, lots of them, like these.
We have 8 families who need a place to stay.
Drivers, we have an emergency situation and need immediate help.
We are looking for 9 host families today.
Backpacks and donuts now headed to the bus station.
Food pickup done. Thanks, team.
It starts when immigration officials drop off families at churches or at a Greyhound bus station. Phoenix isn't where they'll stay. It's one stop before they head elsewhere in America to be with relatives or friends. But when these moms, dads, and kids get out of federal custody, many don't have a way to get to their next destination.
They don't have a bus ticket. They don't have money. They don't have a phone to call their families.
Marta Vasquez is volunteering to help. She says without bus tickets, families can't enter bus stations, and immigration officials are leaving scores of families, mostly from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, outside stations on busy street corners.
I mean, the kids can wander around and be hit by a car, and it's hundreds and hundreds of people being left like that.
The Trump administration stopped systematically separating parents from their kids at the border last June. The courts made clear families with kids can't be detained longer than 20 days. So now immigration officials are releasing families quickly, and that can get chaotic. Volunteers say they often don't get enough notice before drop-offs. Patty Serrano is a university researcher during the week, and in her off time is making emergency runs to pick up families left outside the bus station.
Our job, effectively, is to get them out of there to a safe place, get them communicated with family, and start the transition into getting them to a destination.
We're at a so-called safe place, a banquet hall volunteers got for a few days. About 60 parents and kids left outside the bus station are here, getting food, clothing, medicine, and figuring out travel plans. A young Guatemalan boy sorts through a pile of donated clothing and is excited to find bright green Nike sneakers, his size. Some of the families here asked for asylum at the border, saying they feared returning home. Others just turned themselves in to Border Patrol. Now they're free to move around the U.S., but they all face a court date, and some parents wear black GPS ankle monitors. Marta Vasquez, the volunteer, says she feels personally connected to the families.
Now I see myself and every single immigrant, and then in each little face of the kids, I see the child that I brought with me.
Vasquez was a young mom herself when she fled violence in Honduras more than 2 decades ago. She's thrown herself into this cause, and since Christmas, says she's hosted more than 300 parents and kids at her home.
I cannot leave them on the street. I just can't. I cannot leave a child in danger, hungry and cold.
Vasquez also knows that not everyone in Phoenix wants the migrant families here.
This is the United States of America, and you are breaking our laws.
Criminals!
Breaker! Criminal!
Last month, a few protesters shouted at families being dropped off in Phoenix. It was live streamed on the Facebook page of a group called Patriot Movement AZ.
You do not qualify for asylum! Go home!
Because of protesters, volunteers don't disclose where they shelter families.
It really is quite an underground railroad that we have all had to commit to.
That's Jen, who leads hundreds of volunteers. She asks to use her first name only because she says people who don't want migrants here have tried doxing her, releasing her private information. Now she wonders how long volunteers can keep going without outside resources. More migrant families are expected to arrive. Henry Lucero is with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in Phoenix.
We're seeing this increase over each month, getting busier and busier and busier.
Lucero says ICE's legal requirement to release families quickly is encouraging more families to come.
That information is all over Central America, and that's what's driving this increase of these numbers that we haven't seen before in this area.
Lucero wants Congress to pass laws that will let ICE detain families longer.
Yo voy a salir a trabajar. Ustedes estén en su casa. Pueden comer.
The policy debate feels far away here, in this living room in a Phoenix neighborhood. Kate is the host, and like other volunteers, asked to not use her full name for security reasons. She's offering beans and tortillas to a father and his teenage son, newly arrived from Guatemala. Kate invited the family to sleep on her pull-out couch for the night. They'd been at the bus station without money or a plan.
Le voy a agradecer a usted lo que vive aquí en los Estados Unidos. Son buenas personas para nosotros. Nos dieron todos de comida y donde hay...
The father says he's grateful for the people sheltering him and his son and says God will bless them. Next, they'll head to Florida, and Kate will host a new family. For The World, Jude Jaffe Block, Phoenix.